Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Thursday, January 27, 2011. Today, the Nablus region in the north of the West Bank has suffered from two acts of settler violence. During the afternoon, 19-year-old Adi Maher Kadous, a farmer from the village of Iraq Burin, was shot by settlers. Reports are conflicted as to the nature of events leading up to Kadous' death, with 972 magazine reporting that he was shot whilst farming, and Man News agency reporting that he was part of a march by the villagers of Iraq Burin towards the illegal settlement of Yitzhar. At approximately 3 a.m., settlers entered the village of Ain Nablus, also near Nablus, and set fire to a car belonging to a resident of the village. The settlers left behind price tag graffiti, and police believe that the act was in response to a recent order to demolish a number of illegal buildings in Bat Ayin settlement. Furthermore, a protest was held in the city of Nablus on Thursday morning against the recent release of documents by Al Jazeera. Major General Jibrin al-Bakri, governor of Nablus and staunch Fatah ally to President Abbas, called for a popular protest to be held in the middle of the city on Thursday at 11 a.m. against the documents. Speaking to Wafa on Wednesday, Bakri stated, quote, Al Jazeera TV is destabilizing the situation and energizing negative elements in the region. What they have done deserves a popular response because Al Jazeera deviated from the script and started targeting the Palestinian people, end of quote. The latest revelation to come from the Palestine papers on Thursday shows that the Palestinian Authority helped delay the UN Human Rights Council vote to endorse the Goldstone Report in October of 2009-2010 at the behest of the United States. The U.S. government persuaded the PA that the extra time would convince the Israeli government to return to the negotiation table. Speaking on the Al Jazeera program Without Borders, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat named Al Jazeera reporter and alleged former CIA agent Clayton Swisher and former M16 agent Alastair Crook as the source of the Palestine papers. Erekat demanded that the U.S. Department of State investigate Swisher to confirm that he was the source of the leaks and claimed that the release of the document had put his and his family's lives at risk. Erekat defended his position on the negotiations, calling the papers, quote, totally baseless, end of quote, and defying Al Jazeera to, quote, present authentic papers, end of quote. A B'Tselem report has shown that demolitions by Israel of Palestinian homes in the West Bank tripled in 2010, with a big increase in demolitions in the Jordan Valley. Israel demolished 86 homes across the West Bank in 2010, compared with 28 a year earlier, leaving 472 people homeless, almost half of them children. Demolitions more than doubled in the Tubas region, which is in the Jordan Valley, rising to 51 from 24 in 2009 and leaving some 219 people homeless, 94 of them children. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Rumanayan.